welcome. Our theme for week two, to trust in gratitude. If you commit to making gratitude a foundation where you're able to say, okay, my life has problems, but if I trust and put more focus on appreciating what's good instead of trying to solve what's not, good things will happen. As you've heard so many times, this is not easy to do because your brain is wired to solve problems. It's not wired to appreciate. So it's been like 3 or 4 months now that I've been reading this book entitled The Soul by Aidan Steinsaltz. It's one of these books where you just go real slow. There's so much wisdom. And in this book, the author writes how delicate a human life is. We can only exist in certain places and conditions that support the needs of our bodies. Temperatures that are above or below a narrow range won't work for us. Our sensory organs have a circumscribed range beyond which we can perceive nothing at all. We can therefore maintain overall health only within a specific limited range of conditions and stimuli, outside of which lies danger or oblivion. Scientists call this the Goldilocks zone, which refers to the habitable zone around a star where the temperature is just right, not too hot and not too cold, for liquid water to exist on a planet. Humans also have a Goldilocks zone, or a habitable zone. It says in a sacred text, "Do not give me poverty or wealth, feed me my allotted bread." Now, of course, we all want wealth, but this is so much deeper than that. This past weekend, I went with my wife and children. We had plans with another family. The parents are pretty much the same age as us. The kids are the same age as my kids' age. The nicest people. We showed up at their house for the first time, like 10 minutes from our house. This was the most fabulously incredible, epic house, massive, dialed in every detail, straight out of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. So I'm currently living with my family in a rental house. It's very transitional. We only moved here a few months ago. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I was walking up to this epic, incredible house, I was thinking to myself, this house is unbelievable. My house is shitty. I know that's not very meditative, not very yogic. I'm just being honest with you. I'm guessing you've played that game where you compare something in your life to someone else's. And there have been moments where you did not feel great about your situation. It's human nature. But you know what? We had such a nice afternoon talking to these people. It was not about comparing and contrasting. It was about deep human connection. We were there just a few hours after Kobe Bryant died in that helicopter crash. And we talked about the tragedy and the pain of people who lost loved ones in that crash and not getting to grow up with a parent or a child. We talked about what it means to be there for your kids and just the blessing of being alive. Really meaningful conversation. I didn't even pay attention to the house, as beautiful as it might be. And I left there not wanting an epic house, but wanting an epic relationship with my children. I left there not wanting more, better, fancier stuff, but more, better, deeper connections. I left there not longing for a single thing, just happy to be alive. Again, that line in the sacred text, "Do not give me poverty or wealth, feed me my allotted bread." To breathe and to thrive in your habitable zone, you have to breathe in your blessings, not your challenges. Breathe in your blessings. Do not give me poverty or wealth. Feed me my allotted bread. It's not about rich or poor. It's about seeing what you've got right now and learning how to really appreciate that. One of my favorite quotes If you are not grateful for what you have right now, how will you be grateful for what you hope to have in the future? Question for you. What is something you want so badly? Something in your business, a change in your relationship, something that you want to buy? And how might your longing for this be taking away, draining energy from your ability to appreciate right here, right now? Let's bring this talk of gratitude to the most basic, raw level, that of your breath. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable, spread out. If you can, close your eyes. And let's breathe in your blessings, not your challenges. Just to imagine the people who died in that helicopter accident, what they would do for another breath. As you inhale, think of what's good in your life. As you exhale, express that appreciation. With every inhale, think of what's good in your life. Every exhale, express that appreciation. Inhale, what's good? Exhale, express it. To breathe and thrive in your habitable zone, you have to breathe in your blessings, not your challenges. And let's make that our centering thought. Breathe in blessings. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, come back to those words and that breath to center yourself in the moment. Breathe in blessings. Breathe in blessings. In just a few minutes, I'll be back. Your attention wandered, breathe in blessings. coming back to the moment. To trust in gratitude. If you really commit to making gratitude a foundation, where you're able to say, okay, my life has problems, but I'm going to trust that if I put more focus on appreciating what's good instead of trying to solve what's not, good things will happen. And we start at the most basic, raw level, that of your breath. Breathe in your blessings, not your challenges. Just to imagine what the people who died in that helicopter accident, what they would do for one more breath. And yet, how many breaths do we entirely ignore and just take for granted? If you're not grateful for what you have in this moment, how will you be grateful for what you hope to have in the future? Breathe in blessings. See you tomorrow. Peace.